Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. We're trying to get right through it right away. I'm going to have a short show tonight because I had to take care of this car right quick, trying to get it ready for the weekend. But I want to do a couple of recaps of what went on this weekend. I see there was a lot of racing going on, a lot of things that don't know what happened. And I can tell William Brown, congratulations. He won at PDRA. Everybody knows that. He did his thing. So congratulations goes out to him. Upcoming events. I'm going to tell you a couple things that's going on so everybody knows ahead of time. The weather's not cooperating down south right now on one point where, and we had the cancer event this week that's supposed to be there. And anybody knows that some of the people that are walking have cancer, so it's not going to be the best interest for me to have them out there. They do want to be there, and also the support group that's out there, they come out and force, and they actually walk the track, want to be, say they can did something, and they were telling me about the weather, and they asked me, could I knock it back 1 week, so I talked to Dexter and the crew, and I told them about it, and I said, I don't want to run over nobody else's events, but Dexter was going to have a hard tire shootout anyhow. He had his thing already going on. His stock block race is also next week, but he told me, don't worry about it. You can run at the same time as his. So next week we'll be doing the cancer walk out there at Fayetteville. It's actually to raise money and for Cape Fear and also two of our fellow grudge racers that is right down there in North Carolina. I'd rather not give their names out because I know they're going through it right now, but if anybody want to talk to them, they can talk to Dexter about them. Great people. Really going through it. Husband and wife there, and they can beat the battle. But we're going to talk about a couple of the other races coming on after that. Then we have Gallant, our season finale. There's no doubt about it. Things are going to really heat up now at the end of the year. Everybody's trying to get their last runs in. I know a couple of guys right now that are locking in races, and I just seen them before. Cubby and, Little Darryl, they're locked in also. I just found out. Well, we were talking about it for a while, but they did lock in finally. So that's definitely a go for that day also. You also got Superman Returns. That'd be Racing Jason. He's got two races locked in. He's actually running the Silver Bullet, which is the old Mack S10. He's running him that day, Tony Tan. And he's also running Billy Hicks with the Probe. Him and Willie McKinnon there. And he's giving him a little something. There's a lot more to go. A lot of other races I know that's coming in. But right now, I just want to make sure. I want to recap some of the races I've seen. Jason Gray, he was out there. He won one and he lost one over the weekend. But he did a good job, you know, as always, making action happen. We got a lot of guys out there right now that are trying to push the action. You can't ask anything better than that when they go out there and they try to win. The only bad part I don't like, and I'll tell you, God honest truth, I don't care for it. When a man breaks his car, well, I don't think nobody should kick a man, whether or not. I don't care. That's not a funny and laughing matter. If you beat him, so be it. If he punked out, so be it. But if a man breaks his car, that's not a laughing matter. That's not something to joke around with. That's not a cool situation there. Nobody wants to see somebody break. You know, the guy's trying his best. And I'm going to call it out just how it is. I'm going to tell you exactly who I think it was. It was Sammy. He was trying to get his car right, and he heard it. But then you got some people love to see when you're down, you know. But when he was on the top, everybody was holding onto his coattail. That's just putting it nicely. And I'll be saying it just like this. There's a lot of guys that I call flip-floppers. And when the wind blows to the east, they're with the guys at the east. The wind blows to the west, they're with the west. Let's be real about it. You know, my whole thing is, you know, if you with them, you with them, whatever. You don't like them, you don't like them, bet whatever you got to do. But, you know, when the man breaks, don't play that game. That's not good. That's a real bad thing out there right now. And I think a lot of people had that nasty taste in their mouth and they didn't like that. Whether you're an enemy of a guy or whatever, nobody wishes bad luck on nobody. That shouldn't be. Nobody should ever do that. But it seems like it's getting to a point where sometimes you got some guys that don't know what real grudge racing is. You don't wish no bad luck on nobody. I don't care who it is. I've seen guys turn around and be racing another guy for years and they go at it back and forth. But let something happen to that person. They're the first ones to come over there to help them out. You know, make sure that you're okay or whatever. You know, it might be a grudge race, yes, but it's not nobody taking it personal. But you guys are some people are taking it personal and putting these personal shots out. Some people, even the ones that are putting it out there, actually have cars and stip other cars to death, and they ain't going to race nobody, but they're the first ones to co-saying something like they're co-signing like they're somebody big. I look at it this way. Sammy went to go take on the best. He didn't stip. It was bad as who had the baddest small block. So I don't know too many people that can turn around and say they can do the same thing he did. So when you turn around, you're knocking somebody, at least you better make sure that you can do the same thing. If you can't do the same thing, then you should sit down and shut up. And that'd be it. I'll be real about it. There's a lot of guys out there that got a big mouth and won't do crap. You know, let's be real. Won't do anything. If somebody came in that class to run them, they got to make sure they have a locked-in race every which way they can. You might have one lug nut more than him. He can't run you, whatever crap, all kinds of stupid stiffs. But my hat's out to Sammy, Billy G, and crew. And keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, you guys got the program. The program's running good. And they pay one deposit, big deal. Oh, well. You know what? You hurt the motor. You ain't the only one that hurt a motor before. And that's how I look at it. But when these other guys want to act like they're as untouchable guys, those are the guys that don't turn around and race anybody or don't even have a car. Let's be real about it. So I don't know. The other race went down. I don't know what happened with Tex versus JR. I'm not too sure, but I'll let some of the guys come on here tonight because I'm only going to open the show for a little while because I'm going to make sure I finish this call. And maybe they can tell us, enlighten us on what happened out there. I know some people were saying that the track was a little not there. I'm not sure how it all went down, the whole situation, so I can't really say anything. But I offered everybody tonight to turn around and tell me about their races that they had, and they could, they can come on here right now. If you're looking for a race, you can come on here and say something now also. But I look at it this way. It's the end of the season. Let's try to get as much racing as we can get in. Don't let nobody discourage you and say, okay, now I don't want to race. Because that's basically what it's basically coming down to. When you got to be looking at somebody if they're clowning you and all this stuff because you race. But meanwhile, the other guys didn't even do anything. But they're the first ones to clown you. So let's just keep it racing. Let's keep it moving. You know, a guy loses, it's okay. If a guy breaks, that's not a laughing matter. Yeah, you don't play that game. You don't put stuff out there like that. That's not good. Bad situation. I'm going to be opening up some of these mics because I know a lot of guys wanted to get on here tonight. I know a couple of races that's going on. I know Jeff Rogers should be running Al Boogie that day also on the 17th. We got that going on. And I know a couple other ones that's asked me about a couple races. Short Dog, I'm not sure, but I think he's got two races locked in. I'll let him come on also. I'm going to let a lot of the guys come on. So if you want, you hit the one button. Let me just make sure. Let me see what's going on here. All right, I'm going to open up the first mic here. 347-5810. Your mic is open.
Hello, Mr. Jew.
What's going on, Sammy?
How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, hanging in there. Yeah, so far so good. We, you know, working on this car out here, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Got a long way to go, so we're trying to finish it up.
Oh,
we have it all ready by Friday. Yeah, we have to have it ready by Friday. Yeah, I'm helping. That's why I'm up there closing the store early.
If you were close, I would have been there to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll get it done. We'll have it all ready. We should have everything.
Oh, yeah, no, most definite.
Yeah. But, Sammy, tell us, you know, I know we don't know all the races that happened. I know Tony Wright and what's his name? Street King, they raced on there that day also. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it was a couple of big races that were supposed to go down, and, you know, some of them didn't go down because they broke. I'm not sure what happened with JR.
JR had the same situation like me.
Okay.
He hurt his car on testing, I think, on Thursday, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it, but. You know what? I'll be back, and I'll be stronger, and I'm coming back. Coming back for whatever, whoever had locked in, I'm coming back for them. Big Jake,
okay.
I'm coming for him. Mm-hmm. And all this, whoever, I got JR Gray locked in next 2 weeks, but I don't know if I'm going to be ready or not, but if I do have to pay another DP, so be it. I'll pay the other DP. You know?
Okay.
That's how I look at it. If I'm going to have to pay another one, I pay another one.
Okay.
It's a different level now, you know?
Yeah.
It's a whole different level.
Well, it happens, so, you know, it ain't like somebody that never did it before. You know?
Nothing.
Like, I look at it this way. You know, some
nobody,
people look
nobody
at
ever
it
heard
way,
a motor before.
Yeah. You know, anything can happen. Anything.
You know, anything can happen. I didn't expect it, but it did happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't expect it at all, but it did happen. No big deal. Not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
Like I said,
we'll go back.
You know, we'll get back out there. Our season is not over.
So it's not that badly hurt then?
I'll tell you the truth, I didn't even look yet. It's still sitting in the trailer. Should be dropping
off. Oh, you didn't
even take
it out the trailer?
Sometimes it's early. Yeah, sometime soon, maybe next. By the, before the week is out, I'll have it at Billy's house.
Okay.
And he'll be he'll, but Billy will have that thing taken care of real quick. As soon as he gets in, he'll pretty much he'll have it done in 2-3 days. We'll see what happens, depending on damage. You know,
okay.
I don't think it's that bad. And then you know what? This weekend, I'm gonna say this. You know, I had the track officials, the track manager come up to me from Darlington, thanking me for coming down, supporting the track, and all this. Good, humble people, awesome people at that track. Very good people.
That's Russell,
isn't it? I expected. Huh?
I think it's Russell that owns the track, right?
I think his son came up to me.
Okay.
Thanked me. I had the whole pit crew, all the you know the guys that worked there, that's on the lanes and stuff like that, thanking me, buying shirts from me. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was real nice. It was good people there. But it's funny how the one that's throwing the show, I had to chase him down. He didn't come to me. You know how you and Larry T come to me, thank you for coming, everything is all right, this and that. And, you know, got me a little, you know, I don't usually say nothing about nobody, stay quiet, but when sit there and have the nerve to sit there and put a post about you, Larry T, Pro Stock, and saying this and that, they cut and throw it on us. You know what? I'll go to your event, Larry T event, any day of the week. I'll drop anything just to go there. Some people don't deserve no support. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. And if they don't like it, too bad.
Yeah, I mean he got to see. I really don't like touching on that because it's kind of like, it already happened. I don't want to chime in, but he—I guess he didn't know that we actually had the date. I guess I'm not sure, but I mean, he put it down on the post ahead of time. So, but we did have it, and it wasn't like
shit
put nothing on anybody. But I'm glad,
yeah, but
you know,
you don't sit there. You don't sit there and go ahead and bash somebody because they threw a date on your date. You know,
yeah.
And then lie about a couple other things. You know, you called
yeah.
me. Oh, I'm sorry. You called me. Told me, oh, Sammy, I'm sorry that I totally forgot about your event at the island, that you had that date. I had it at Capitol. What did I tell you? Don't worry about it, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Joe. But at least you called me and told me I'm sorry and this and that and this and that. But I didn't sit there, and I'll never do it anyway, sit there and bash somebody for having their event. Shit happens.
Well,
whoever
I want to tell
whatever
you,
it is,
and
happens,
I hate to
it
say it, I'm going to say this here right now, and I'm going to be dead serious with it. I see a lot of guys putting dates out already. And I see there's going to be a lot of dates on top of each other. Anytime a man puts out, I mean, I hate to say it, but I see guys put out 12 and 13 events. So if you put out 12
yeah,
or 13 events, I mean, I don't mean no harm, but get ready for somebody to put one event on you because you turn around and you're so close, you're all backed up. You know, you're on top of each other. Somebody's going
to
end up doing it. Nobody can be able to check on that. Yeah. Only way you're going to be able to do it, what you going to do? Say, okay, you only going to have this month or that month, or that one has this month, that month, and going that way. That's
and
the
then,
only way you're going to be able to file something.
And sometimes Mother Nature hits you, and what's going to happen?
Yeah. But now I'm looking at a lot of guys right now putting dates on top of dates, and you got, when I tell you dates on top of dates, they're putting, like, you know, 12 events. If you got 12 events for the year, guess what? And if you're taking 2 days, Friday and Saturday, expect for somebody to put a date on it. And it's not even, and I hate to tell you, it don't even have to be a promoter. It's going to be a track owner or, you know, because they normally have certain things they do.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the solution is on that. But
I
guess everybody's just gonna have to promote their own deal. You know?
I
look at it.
I got my date 2 weeks ago. I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
I got my date 2 weeks ago. The track called me and told me they gave me my date.
Okay, well, put it out there right now. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, July 13th, as usual, number 6. We're at number
July
6, 13th. Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
July
13th. July 13th.
All right, everybody heard that one.
Saturday.
Okay.
When you got the date.
That's good.
In 2000, you know, the island town, we got another date for you if you want it. I was like, look, there's too many dates. A lot of people having events. I'll do one. I'll tell you the truth, I don't even want to do one, but I'm going to keep doing this one. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people understand it's a lot of work.
No.
You know, do it for the home team. Yeah.
They really think it's too easy.
It's not
easy. It's like, until they try it, then they'll know.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Until they try it, you know, you can't. And now it's going on, and I hate to say it, like I know next week. Matter of fact, hold on a second, Sammy. Let me just make sure I open these mics because I know he probably wants to speak on it. Because I'm pretty sure that's Dexter. Dexter, is this you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, let me let Dexter speak on it. And
all right.
Like we do the cancer event down there, and we actually donate certain. Causes, Cape Fear, everything else. Last year, what was it, Dexter? The first check, that big check when everybody seen? People were asking me how much was that check when they were standing up. And if you look on the thing, how much was the check that we gave them that day?
That was 30. I think it was $3,400.
Okay, so $3,400 plus. We turned around and we also gave the money up for the for our two. Cancer recipients from Our Grudge Game, Our Grudge World. And that's what we'll keep supporting, Our Grudge World. And we're going to be doing it again. We have two of them, right, Dexter? What was it? I know you. I don't worry about saying the name because I know they're kind of like on that edge. They really don't want to be out there. But we're going to do it to them. We're going to make sure we hand it to them. It's from the Grudge family. And we're going to make sure they have it. But we had to change the date because if anybody's seen it, you look at it, it was 60-70% rain. At one time it was 90%. And anybody knows if you got cancer or you're going through chemo or radiation, that you know about the heat and the cold, hot and cold. It's easy to get pneumonia when you're walking. So in the best interest, we don't want to do it. We don't want to turn around and let anybody get sick or some of the people that don't get a chance to really walk, this is their thing, what they do. We're going to put it on to next Saturday, right, Dexter?
Right. We want the best forecast possible for them.
Okay.
We want the best.
Not trying to take away from nobody else's data, nothing like that, but the cancer victims, we actually do it for the cancer. And anybody can tell you about what's going on. It's no money being made because it's going to be given back. Basically, that's what's the whole deal. And not trying to look out, you know, we're looking out for our own people. It's always nice to give back and have something, just be able to look back and say, well, we tried, we gave our best.
Right.
That's the whole deal. You know,
right.
I let everybody know that. So if you're coming out there, you know, it's about having a good time, how to walk and have fun, and it might be your last time seeing that person. You know, it's hard to tell you. I mean, I don't know how many people we lost in the last, 2 years that used to walk with us? Or it's crazy.
Right. I know one of the people, I mean, like I said, we're not going to say their names. I mean, they contacted me and was letting me know that he came back and they just said they didn't have the to go through the chemo again. Yeah, I mean, you know, so they said they just didn't think they could go through the chemo again.
Yeah. anybody knows about it, if you got to see someone that's going through it, you'll know what everybody's talking about. It's really, it's not like what you think. It's like everybody thinks, okay, you get a treatment, but after the treatment, actually, you really get sick. That being said, I know when I took the radiation, a lot of people tell me not to because it beats your body down so bad. You actually feel it. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I thought, you know, everything was fine. In my head, I gave it on the fourth day when I came in. I said, whoa, now I felt my body just like feel like it's leaving you. Certain things you used to can do, you can't do. I don't care how hard you try, how hard you push, you just ain't got it, your fatigue. And another thing is the heat. Your body throws off so much heat. And that's the problem when a lot of people don't understand. You wonder why people get pneumonia and everything that's going on, because they actually get hot and they don't realize they're taking their clothes and, you know, dressing differently, and next thing you know, they're sick. But in all actuality, your body is really cold and it wants to stay warm. But, you know, you, if you turn around and go to sweating, you know what happens also. It's like a catch-22 that's in this here position. But we all can beat it. I mean, it's...
I mean, I actually, a couple of years ago when I was hospitalized, they had to take a sample for me for my pancreas and do a biopsy. And during that time, you know that weight, which it came back negative, but there was a whole lot of uncertainty. You know, a lot of stuff run through your mind. I could imagine what you went through and that everybody go through with this. I mean, God bless me, but I mean, through that time period, all that uncertainty and everything, you just, A whole lot of stuff, a whole different aspect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, hey, you know, like I tell anybody, I mean, hey, just take that walk. Maybe you'll be surprised who's standing next to you. You don't even realize that that person has cancer. Since being in this racing game and the God honest truth, and I can tell you a few guys that came up, walked up to me, and like it says, Adam, one out of every six men have cancer, prostate cancer, and they don't know it. And early symptoms, you want to catch it quick, and you can survive and live. If you don't, it can be a very painful death. That is something that every man should go out and get checked, regardless. It's the same thing with women. Breast cancer, there's no reason for us dying over breast cancer, or prostate cancer, or anything like that. But you have to see the doctor. You have to turn around and get checked out. And that I hate to tell everybody. I used to always say, I feel good. I feel, ain't nothing wrong with me. And I got one for a simple little stupid test, and that came up. And it just so happened, the doctor just happened to look. And he said, you need to get checked. When he told me to get checked, sure enough, and that was one thing led to another, then a biopsy, and then the next thing they tell me I was positive. That was crazy. And, you know, I was saying to myself, I never smoked a day in my life. Why me? Doctor said it's got nothing to do with what you smoke or not. And they really don't know exactly where it comes from. But, you know, who knows? But I just want everybody to be aware. That's a cancer awareness. Look, God gave me a second chance in life, basically. Second, third chance, might as well say. So I spread the word out. So I figure that anybody else, maybe, you know, you might be able to save someone else. And that's what it's all about, you know. Spread the word. Yeah. Maybe we can see each other more often. Don't say anything and don't go to the doctor. And I would hate to see you come in and they tell you you're in fourth stage. You know, then you have nothing. There's nothing you can do. And there's been a lot of people that turned around and figure, oh, no, no, ain't nothing. There's a little ache. I'll take some aspirin or Tylenol. I was one of those people, you know. I feel a little ache. Give me aspirin or Tylenol. I'm good. Motrin. I ain't going to no doctor. And that was what it was. And I feel the same way. I guess that's why I spread it out. Hopefully we get everybody back on target. Hopefully all the grudge game, all everybody gets back in the grudge game like they're supposed to. And all the BS that's going on, you know, we just need to cut it out. Go ahead, get back to the real grudge racing. And you know, let's be real. Some of the people are irrelevant. You know, let's just say they ain't doing nothing. So whatever they can turn around and they can kick you, they're going to kick you. That's how I look at it. That's why I was looking at when I seen Sammy. And I'm looking, I was like, man, how the heck you can knock a man that's been racing all this time? And he paid the first DP. I think, Sammy, is this your first DP and how long?
This is my second DP ever in my life. Of grudge racing, my second DP.
Okay, now, let's be real about it. How many races have you had? That's the whole thing.
I lost count.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
I remember I had four one day at Capitol at Nephew Pete's event.
Okay. Now, and let me just say this. We know guys that haven't had four grudge races in 4 years. And they're the first ones to throw stones. And we got guys that probably ain't had four races, grudge races in the last 10 years. And they'll be the first one to throw stones. So, you know, don't do that. And then turn around when a guy breaks. Now you're going to make fun of somebody? You know, you're not no grudge racer. You're a hater. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
Joe,
a hater.
One other thing, too. We were still going out there. I wasn't planning to spare DP. I was still going out there with the motor hurt. I was still going to go try it. But the last pass we made, put the motor down complete, couldn't even start the car or nothing. So you know what? I had no choice but to pay. But I wasn't paying. I was racing.
Mm-hmm.
See, anything can happen in drag racing. I got a hurt motor. I got a hurt motor, no problem. But if he gets down the track and he blows tires off, guess what? I win.
Yeah, that was some gambling, I'll tell you that.
Some people won't
do that, Sammy. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm probably one of them. I'm not going to lie to you.
Nobody's going to do that. And then I'll
I'm just telling you, I'm being truthful about it. Now, all these other guys, all them big-time guys, and let me just be real, all the ones that was out there crying, said he should have went out there, they wouldn't have did jack.
They wouldn't have never took a chance of that.
Let's be real. The ones that said
he should not go out there would have never locked in anyway. They don't even have a car to lock.
That too. But then I seen a couple that had cars that had some nerve to say something. I know if their car was a half a tenth off, I can't run. I already know the deal.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, you got a fiberglass bumper. Put it this way. I can tell you right now, I know one of them, and I can pull the post back up. I remember when he was crying because he had an alternator and the other guy didn't have an alternator, so they couldn't race. You know, that's being something truthful. Let's be real about it. Everything else is the same except for the guy had one. He had an alternator. The other guy, well, pull your alternator belt off and go ahead and run this, if that's the case, you know. But, you know, that's how it goes. It's always going to be somebody who's going to try to dog somebody, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're
on
top.
You know what? The more haters you got, you're doing something right.
Yeah. But you know what? When you go back on top, I'll make a bet. The same ones that turned around against you, they're going to be up there like they with you all that time, like they hold on. You know?
It was lonely on top up there anyway.
Yeah, I know. I seen Flex out there walking around. It was good to see him walking around out there again.
He's back and healthy again.
Yeah, he looked good. I see him walking around. And I know this is his weather, so this is his racing weather. So I'm quite sure something's going to drop out there real, real soon. Somebody's got to do something real soon. I can see it.
The way in with you guys, I heard you talking about is the dates and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from a track perspective, and I've voiced it, and I've talked to some other track owners, these promoters that are pretty much all the grudge racers, a majority of them now, revolve around shootouts. So, I mean, if it's revolving around a shootout and you only got two grudge races locked in, as from a track perspective, what do I need you for? And you want to split the gate or whatever, you're doing a split, you don't have the purse money, it's coming out of the gate or if or at the track. What do a track owner need you for when they can do that themselves? So what I'm saying is if you will see a lot of that happening, the more and more is these grudge events rely mainly on shootouts, big money shootouts, the tracks don't need them. And you're going to see that start phasing out. You're more promoters that's been here for a while is going to be here. You know, they've been in the game for a while, they will still be here. These ones that's coming up with wanting to do a track split or whatever, these promoters that, you know, and I think it's funny, I've seen one put on there that tracks pay promoters, pay them to come and put events on their track. And that, I know that's not the case with any of them. But I think if you hold on, I think in the next couple of years, you will see grudge racing getting more grudge like again like it used to be, because your tracks are just going to start putting shootout money out there, and the people are going to come. I mean, it's going to be like, you know what I'm saying? A track could do the same thing that these guys are doing without them. And that's what they don't understand. And I've seen some of them saying that, you know, it's the track's fault for these events being on top of each other. And I couldn't disagree more. It's the promoters, when the track operators and owners got a mess going on with the testing tune and other events, track races and all that, they go and look and see what promoter got a race on that day. And the promoter came to you and said, hey, and convince you, give them a date on that date and what they can do. That's on that promoter to look and make sure that they're not following anybody else's date. And if they do, and it comes a flop, then that track's not going to mess with them anymore. And it's happening a lot. You see a lot of your bigger tracks. I don't care if you pull in 100 cars and if you haven't got the spectators there, it's not doing the track any good. It's business with the track. You know, and the more and more they could concentrate on shootouts, it's just taken away from them. The track needed them for anything, period. Because if we get the track's got to have a headache of the purses and all that stuff, they might as well do it themselves. So I see in the foreseeable future, you'll see more events getting more back like it used to be as far as grudge races. And you'll stop seeing, because you see now, look at PDRA. All of them are doing the same thing, because they try to draw the crowd, but it's not really the same atmosphere. You can't get in the lanes, you can't talk before the race. It's not the same atmosphere because they're on a time. Hey, let's hurry up, let's go. And if you got shootouts come first. You know, let's be real about that. Shootouts going to come first at a lot of these events, these bigger events, the big money events. Grudge races are going to come in second. If there's a track all down or something like that, well, your grudge event's going to happen the way. No, we don't need y'all up here talking. Let's go straight to the line. That takes away from it all. It takes away. That's part of the beauty of grudge racing is, you know, talking junk before your race, getting the hype up and everything, you know. But you can't do it at a lot of these events when they're paying big money shootouts. They really don't have time for the grudge racing, really. They don't, not for what comes with it, the dynamics of it all. So you're going to see it coming back because your promoters like Joe Gray and so forth, and them that's holding true to the grudge racing are going to still be out there. And the ones that's wanting to sit there that's relying on shootouts are going to fall to the wayside because tracks don't need them and they don't going to give them the dates that they want. And that's how that's going to play out.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right to me. That do sound good to me because I think the same thing. You know, I really did. I was looking at a lot of stuff, and let's be real. And like I said, the guys know, and everybody else can see it. Anytime you turn around, half of the time you're seeing some of these promoters is out there just pimping the guys along, your own grudge races along. Instead of giving 100% whatever they put in, and then you add on top, they're only giving you 60% and 40%, and they're putting the other part in their pocket. That's not a real promoter. A real promoter should be giving 100% back to the grudge races plus putting something on their pot. I always said it, and I always go by it. What I said before, I actually got ridiculed and said, they were saying I'm messing the game up before because I'm up there doing too much, and now they're going to have to do it. I'm not changing you what you do. I'm doing the way I want to do. I'm not looking to keep no killing somebody out their pocket. These guys, they don't think about nobody else. They think about just themselves. Never giving back to the game. And I'm going to put this out right now, just to let you know, because I'm getting back up. I'm going to be going out in a few minutes. I know it's a lot of times it's, some people say you think the promoters don't care about you, but you know what? You could see certain things, and guys are out there, and I'll look. I'll be watching. And you know who needs something, who don't need nothing. And there's been times I seen, remember one day, Wicked Bird's going out there to run Kyle Kelly. I seen him going, and I seen his pants, and I was like, man, you need a pair of pants one day. You know, before he go out there, you can't be out in front of the spotlight like that. I ordered a brand-new set of pants. He'll tell you. I sent them to him the day of his race so he can have it, so he can be having his pants on. So that was just something that, you know, you promoter, you see somebody that does you right, you don't care about helping them out. When they helped you coming in there, bringing a show there, you don't mind. That's what a promoter's supposed to do. You see somebody down and out in their program and they hurt a little bit, if you can help out, help out. That's how I look at it. Guy wrecks his car, something happens, help him out. He's been up there, one that's been up there by your wayside all the time. I'm going to put it out there, and I don't care, you know, who knows or whatever. Racing Jason, I mean, there's one person right there stood by me regardless, whatever it was. I got his call over here right now, and that's what I'm going back out. That's why I'm stopping at 7:30. I have to finish up this call. I'm going to have it ready. That's why we're calling it Superman Returns. So I am sponsoring that car, and I don't care about it. You know, I'm not asking for nothing. You know what? One hand washes the other. Until you guys start getting that and realizing that you guys are more, that he actually needs you actually to put on races. If it wasn't for you guys right now, certain things wouldn't happen. So let's be real. So start holding your promoters. Some of the promoters got to be held up to the fire. So what you going to do for me? You know, are you going to make the pot right? Are you going to do your thing right? You know, if you're going to turn around and you put these purses out there and say $10,000 purses, and then we got to put our own money up, and you're not going to put nothing up. All you did is just pimp us. You turned around and just used us, and we could have did it out there. So what are you giving us? So that's what you got to start looking at. And that's what the game is. That's when the game gets screwed up, because a lot of times you get these here, everybody wants to make a quick buck off the next guy. Instead of you want to make, how everybody will keep saying, how to make grudge racing great again. Well, you got to get rid of some of these greedy asses. I'm going to be real about it. Let's be real. You got to get rid of some of them, period. They ain't doing right. They ain't doing a job. If they cut in your purse, you turn around and you get to the track, all of a sudden it's supposed to be guaranteed $3,000 purse, and all of a sudden you get, well, we didn't have the spectators. We only can pay you $1,700. Well, shame on you if you go back to them. That's on you. So let's be real. I mean, you know, that's the whole object of the game. If they say if you advertise something, you must go through with it. That's why I don't care if you lose or not. That's the name and nature of the game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But you got to be prepared to come in there to lose, not be waiting for that gate money. So that's gate hustling, if you want to say it. And you see a lot of the promoters do that. A lot of people put cars on there that won't even be at the track there. And people come there to see that car racing, oh, he's going to be racing. And guess what? They're not even there. So that's my whole situation on that stand right now. And a lot of guys, I got to actually stand up and see on their own, you know. It's up to you. You know, if you want to keep going on, you keep going and getting your pot cut, that's on you. But I hate to say it, but we see it. And some people can do the best they can do and do twice as much, but you're still trying to find out some way to knock a person. So it's hard to say what's going on with some people, you know, and some go with the crowd, the in crowd, or they go groupies. And everybody, let's be real, anybody that's on social media right now, you can tell who works for who. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, you know. They'll agree to anything, even though it's not right. And I know a lot of I got a couple of Trump supporters in here right now on this here phone right now too. So you know when Trump says something wrong and you know it's a lie, but you're still going to go with it, you just like a lie too, so it doesn't matter. So it's irrelevant. So that's why when I see stuff like that happen with Sammy and stuff, you know, I told Sammy I had to tell him. Not for nothing, you're the most, one of the most active persons that's been out there racing. And then somebody's going to try to knock you like you didn't do. Come on. What have they done? You know? So I got to open up a couple of these mics because I see everybody's been waiting. I want to make sure everybody gets that, you know, get in. So I'm going to open up this mic right now. I see it's 770-6167. Your mic is open. 770-6167. Your mic is open. They hit the one button. I guess they didn't want to talk. But that's my whole thing is who's going to take care of who? Just remember who took care of you and keep it moving. We can make it back to the old racing, having a good time, having fun with it. And that's what it's all about. If you can't do it, you know, not good. I'm going to open this mic up too. 973-6497. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, Joe. How you doing, man?
Yeah, Joe.
Good, good.
Good.
How's everything?
How you doing?
Yeah, Joe.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
right.
Joe,
what's
can
going
you
on,
hear
Joe?
Me? Yeah.
You got two of us, Joe.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Slick. I want to see who this is. Or somebody. Yeah, who is this
sure,
here? 770-6167?
Yeah, Joe, it's me, Walter. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Walter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to speak on a little bit. That gentleman that spoke just before you spoke right then,
mm-hmm.
What's his name?
That's the track
okay,
on
now,
the Fayetteville. That's,
okay,
that's,
now part of that is true, what he said, and I would say part of it is false. And the reason why I say the part of it is false, because the reason why a track owner get a promoter is because they can't get them people into themselves. You know, most of the time, a track owner not going to get the crowd that a promoter get in there. Because if he could, he wouldn't give you half his money. You know? So I don't necessarily agree with that gentleman. Because if he could get the crowd in there, he would never venture his track. And number two, what he's saying that most events that a grudge race come last. The events I go to, grudge race take first preference. I mean, we see things a little different. Maybe I've been to different events you've been to. I don't know. I don't have 9 events, and my events are a little different than that. Grudge race come first.
First of all, are you a track owner?
No, I'm not. I'm a promoter.
Okay. So that's where I'm talking from is the track owner's perspective. And what we were talking on is the series. If you're running and you're sit there and you just base your series on shootouts, you're not going to cater to, you're not going to be able to cater to the grudge races like you want to. If you have a bunch of shootouts, 3 or 4 or 5 shootouts, you have an oil down or whatever, you got grudge race, 3 or 4 grudge races, you're not going to be able to cater to them like they want to, like you want to.
Oh,
that's just
okay.
How that is. That's what I
like
said.
Like I said,
that's the point I was getting across as far as shootouts. If you listen to that, I had said the ones that cater to shootouts are not going to be able to cater to the grudge races like they want to if they're running a bunch of shootouts. So,
that,
I have
okay,
to
now this is true, too. But
I'm talking from my track officer's perspective and the direction that I see this going. Because a lot of tracks are not making it. I mean, if you're going to sit there and base these shootouts on that, and we're looking at there where they only got 2 or 3 grudge racers, and I'm not playing like this is your event. I'm going this on based on a pretty much a bigger picture. It's not everywhere. If you only come with 2 or 3 grudge races and it's just based on shootouts, and at the end of the night, we got to keep if the gate won't right, we got to keep our face and we got to put the money up to keep the gate, keep the shootouts right. What do we need you for?
Well, if you got to put the money up,
it's not everything. But if they're in that direction, the strongest will survive, and the most reputable promoters are going to survive. That's my point.
Oh yeah, okay, I agree with you on that aspect. Yeah, the strong survive, and those that really not doing the right thing are not going to survive.
Yeah, if you have to be in my shoes and look at it from a track perspective, in order to understand where I'm coming from.
I think I might have left it down to.
Well, I'm saying right now what you're saying, because really, you know who gives shows you know who can show at your track, and you know who can bring you a crowd who can't. Some, like you said, some people just come there to get half the money, and they don't try to put no money out there for really to bring the crowd in there to you. Yeah, no, you don't need that promoter. I agree with you 100%.
Well, that's what I'm not saying. Everyone, that's what I was saying. That's exactly what I was stating. Your more reputable, improving promoters are going to be the one that's going to hold strong, and their events are going to get stronger because the ones that are aspiring coming up and don't know and don't have the money or the resources to back it up or take a loss whenever they got to take one are not going to be – the track's not going to want them back there again. And I'm talking from – that's a perspective from a track owner and operator, you know. And I know a lot. I could name – photo names out there. There's a lot of promoters that can't go through tracks. Some of them are isolated to one track now, and pretty soon that's going to be gone. I mean, I've seen that. I'm watching this. I'm just looking at not saying anything. But that's the way it's evolving, and that's what's happening. And you see more tracks putting up their own event down our way. I've seen them start to put it on. I just put a label on something. I could do shootouts here, 3 or 4 or 5 shootouts, and then somebody come and grudge, right? So that's an added bonus, you know. But that's the way it's headed. It's in a lot of directions. As far as your reputable promoters, they're going to host, they're going to have better events because the other guys are somebody else. They're not going to have nowhere to go.
That's true, too. Like Joe said, some guys want a promoter to put their own purse up. And I wouldn't blame a racer. If you want me to put the whole purse up, I wouldn't get in your party. You know, every race I have ever done, what I does, just me, I'm like Joe, when I tell them to put some merch up in the pot, then I put some merch up on the top of it. You know, I don't ask them to put dollar for dollar, and I don't put nothing. Because I wouldn't run in your pot like if I won't get nothing at the deal, you won't put nothing up.
Walter Mann, can I ask you a question, Walter Mann?
Yes.
Walter Mann, if I locked in a race with another badass small black at your event, what do you do for me?
If you locked in a race at my event with another badass small black, what I would do, and you told me up front, yes, I would look out for you and the other gentleman.
You know,
I have done it in the past. I have done it in the past, and I always will do it.
At least the tech card?
So what now?
At least the tech card, right?
Now you're going to get more than a tech card. You're going to get more than a tech card. You lock in at my event, and you tell me up front, you're going to get more than a tech card.
Okay. And I know Joe will do the same. I know Joe will do the same. I know Postdoc will do the same. I know...
Bill?
Nephew Pete would do the same. Let's see who else. The mag race that I went to, I didn't tell them I was coming. They came to me and told me, thank you for supporting. Thank you for coming. Who else?
That's a little different. See, if you just show up, a promoter looking at whoever's there is there.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But at least I got a thank you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
I got my hands.
I have gained guys.
Not even twice.
Sold
not
up.
Even three times. I think I got like 10 thank yous from the Mag guys. Carlos calls them.
Remember the year I won Promoter of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
On that particular race, a lot of guys showed up the last minute, in which I took care. They had no idea they wouldn't get anything, and that's the only year really. I won Promoter of the Year, but it's the only event I lost money because I took care of the guys.
Yeah, but see, now, Walter Mann, example. You'll walk up to a racer and tell him thank you for the support, right?
Oh, yes.
That's why I didn't get that this weekend. I got it from the track manager.
Sammy. Did they use you? Did they use your car to promote that race?
He used it in the last 2-3 weeks. Yes.
If I use your car, if I use any anybody's cars to promote a race. Now I kind of feel I'm not gonna ask somebody to come and sing and dance with me for free.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean pretty much all your promoters. Your reputable promoters. If I'm using your car for advertisement, then I feel somewhat obligated to look after you in some kind of way, a form or fashion, especially if the event is successful.
Now, I'm looking at
it. Even though if the event is not successful and you use his car, you still should give him something.
That's what I said.
It's just the purpose of I didn't get a thank you. I didn't get a tech card. I even questioned that, but that's a whole different story right there. But the whole thing about it, what I'm getting at, is this was supposed to be the biggest race of the year. I got bashed because I paid a DP, and a lot of people that I spoke to on the DM on Facebook and stuff like that, even somebody on Facebook on a topic was bashing me. I told him, "Do you have anything to sit in the paint?" He says, "No, I'm just a fan." So I asked him a question. So you came to Darlington to watch me and Jake race at Lance's show. He's like, "Yes." So I'm being a sarcastic asshole. I tell him, "All right, fine. I'll send you a check in the mail for your gas and your toll." So a lot of, you know, I'm looking at it this way. So I'm just trying to calculate how many people entered the gate. I don't usually count, do that. But I think I had over 300 people that weren't supposed to be there because they didn't want to go, but they went because of this race.
Yeah. You know, Sam, it's just like, you remember that time when me and Dave ran? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Me and Dave didn't talk about any money that I was going to give him. But we did a race.
Yeah.
And, you know, I won the race. But when I walked up to Dave and put a sudden in his hand, he was very shocked. He was shocked. You know, he didn't think I wouldn't give him anything. But I looked at it. I promoted him on the flyer. If I promote you on my flyer, yes, I'm going to look out. You know, whether I lose or don't or win, I'm still going to look out for
you. Yeah. I understand that part. But the whole thing about it, it's a fucked up situation.
I mean, a lot of them do that. And I know you're right about that. A lot of them just looking out for their own pocket. You know, but you can't look out for your own pocket.
No, you can't. You can't. Because
but
you know what?
For the day,
I do the island.
I just don't look at a race for today. I look out for tomorrow. So you
it's
got one show.
It's a business.
There you go. Hey, thank you.
It's a business.
I got a few more minutes on here, but let me make sure that these other guys get on real quick, and you got to keep talking. I'm gonna leave out in a little bit, and I'll leave the phone open. Y'all can be able to talk. I'm just open all mics. Because I heard Slick was trying to get on also. So, Slick, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Go ahead, Slick. You can go ahead. I want to make sure I get you in. And then I got to open up another mic here, too.
Like I said, sorry for the misfortune, Sammy, I just want to say. And it is crazy that everybody was going through what they was going through. But you know what? We all take the good and the bad, and we got to run with it either way.
This is part of grudge racing. I understand that part. Shit happened, you know. A lot of people don't
understand
that because
I'm glad the car didn't let you go out there and do nothing crazy because it wasn't worth it, not for that kind of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You come back another day, like I said. You know, that's how this shit works. You know, that's what the DP is for. You give it up. If it ain't right, give it up. Don't let these jokes make you feel any type of way. You know what you're capable of doing, and you know what you've been doing. So don't even stress it. And like I said,
I'm not stressing at all. It'll be fixed, and it'll be back up and running very soon.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? At your own pace. It don't matter.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? You come back better than ever.
You can't kick me down.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying? She was hurt. Mm-hmm. The car said, shut it down. And you had to shut it down. That's the car was working with you. That's how you got to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, the car said, fuck you. I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what hold up.
See, because Sammy, most of the time, Sammy, when a person talking, I bet you 9 out of 10 is a person that don't even have a car.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
exactly.
That's 100% no fact on that one. Well, like I told you, one of them is that he just told me, I'll question him. He said, I'm just a fan. Glass, do you have anything? With your little sweater walk, do you have something to sit in the paint with me? He said, no, I'm just a fan.
The number just hit off, hit the one button again. It was a 240 number. I was just getting ready to open up your mic also. Hit the 240 number back on for me. Sorry, I was holding you up, but I want to make sure everybody gets in there. And
people hate when you look invincible.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see Superman die once in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
Oh, man. Everybody wants to see Superman
Jason
die.
Jason was running.
Take an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to give Jason credit. When he was up, just about every week, it was going somewhere.
Well, I looked at it this way. He was down. His car was down. He wasn't coming back. He was doing by running to Malibu. Now, I talked to him, and I turned around and told him I wanted to do it. So that was the deal. And
well,
he can tell you the whole story.
Thing, man.
Somebody turned around and looked out for me. He'd be looking out for me, coming to me. You know what? If I get a chance, I can help you out, I'm going to help you out. That's how I look at it. And I hope everything works out good after, you know. I'm trying. We're working on this thing hard, so hope to have him so he can have it back Sunday. Well, as a matter of fact, it's Saturday, so he can already have it back together so he can go out and test it. But hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up this other mic. Huh?
And that's why I awarded you a plaque a year ago. You know what I'm saying? With shit like that.
Nah, I appreciate it, Slick. I really do. You know, my whole thing is when somebody show you the love back, show you love, you're supposed to show them love back. That's how I look at it. You know, one hand washes the other, like everybody say, but sometimes, you know what? You can wash somebody's hand and they ain't going to do nothing to you. They ain't going to help you out.
It's true.
Going to leave your hand dirty.
People and things get overlooked all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of times, you know, you'd be surprised, man. You can do something. I don't care what you do for the person. Meanwhile, they won't do nothing back. Or they just want to head a hand out, you know. I mean, I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you, you know. I had one thing. I had cooked turkey. I had cooked pork. I had cooked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, everything. Man, I had somebody come on. Oh, no, I got to have chicken. I said, golly, man. I said, I ain't got no chicken. I'm sorry. You want some turkey, anything else? But I ain't got no chicken. Man, do you know they didn't want to leave?
Nobody.
Yeah, like they didn't want to leave.
Like
I swear, I was ready to. If I could have found a Bojangles, I would have gave them the Bojangles. I would have gave them that.
Just ungrateful like that, Joe. And it's
sad, oh, my
too.
God.
I
thought they were playing. But I really did. I thought it was playing. They was dead serious. I mean, you know, what you going to do, man? I mean, you're giving them free, and meanwhile, they're going to tell you what they want.
Some people just ungrateful.
I said, golly, boy. I said, I don't know what to say, but, oh, well, you better go ahead and grab a piece of your turkey or the potato salad or the rice.
The joke, I was giving up before a full course meal, and in line, when I tell them I had to wait for a few minutes, for them to restock, someone would like get an attitude. I told them, don't yet get an attitude. They're back there doing the best they can do. It's free. There's a plenty of food back there. That's give them time. You're just
like you said, it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
Most of my bad food is free.
It's the sad thing sometimes.
Chicken.
What you say? He's trying to say to something like that, Sam. I know what you're trying to say. He's still on that thing, Walter, man. He said you threw your chicken out the window that day you won the contest.
I really got hell cook off with Sammy, though. I really, if the last thing I do, I got to really have a cook off with Sammy and chicken. I got to.
I retired.
Okay. Well, hold on, you guys. I'm gonna open up this last mic before I get ready to leave. It's 201-3516. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, fellas?
Not much. What's up, Cliffy? How's everything?
My man, Cliffy.
This is Crunch.
Oh, it's Crunch. Oh, I'm sorry. Crunch. My bad, Crunch. My bad. I looked at the same number. That's I swear. Oh, man. How you doing,
Cliffy?
Everything's good. I'm coming through the Lincoln Tunnel after head-on home. But I just wanted to tell Sammy, man, he has nothing to put his head down about. Keep your head up. You're doing what you love. You're having fun. And you're blessed to be able to come back.
Oh, yeah. My head is up.
Yeah. But listen, man, the level of racing that you were about to do this past weekend, that's a very, very intense level. That's a big dog level. And it's a different gameplay. So a lot of these opinions that you're getting, they don't understand that level of play. So don't let that stuff affect you, bro. Believe me.
Oh, yes. No, I understand that part.
Yeah, don't let that stuff affect you, because half of them don't know what it takes to even gamble on that level. You know, Jake is a big dog. Jake wasn't coming to play. Jake was coming to gamble. So you had to be 100% right. And to be 100% right doesn't just start on race day. It's weeks and weeks ahead of time. So, you know, keep your head up. You know, you're going to have your same guys that, you know, everybody was following you when you were doing good. Then you get a little mishap. Now you find out where you really stand with people.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
almost definite.
Well, it happened to Jeff Rogers. He found out the same way. Man, they were pushing Jeff Rogers all around, the world champion, everything. Everybody running behind Jeff. So as Jeff lose one, man, they dropped him like a bad. You didn't even hear no more Jeff. I'm like, now Jeff is coming back up. Watch how many people going to try to grab hold to him. Watch it. Y'all just watch. Just wait. Wait and see. I can see it already happening. It is written on the wall. It's a shame, but you know how it goes.
That's my teammate right there.
You see what's going on.
You know, I hope everybody's having a good time and living life and enjoying life, and we're blessed to still be here. But this past weekend, that was going to be the weekend to take Sammy to the top or not. So, you know, when that race does happen, Sammy has all to lose and all to win. So I wish you the best. I hope you regroup and put it in your favor next time, because the big boys are coming. The big boys are coming after you, not the regular boys. Big boys coming after you. So you gotta play it different, bro.
So I think this time I'm gonna play it smart. Believe me, this time I'm playing it smart.
I think you know what I mean. And you gotta get that money stuff together with those tracks long before you lock in the deposit to show up at somebody's show. You got to have that ahead of time, bro.
I should talk about that, but it didn't work out. Didn't work out that way, but it's all good. I learned my lesson.
Before you lock that
in,
make sure you have a conversation with whoever's giving that show, so that if your race is happening there, it's not that you're trying to be greedy.
It's not, you want to be compensated
for the people you bring in.
It's not even about the money situation. I passed that weeks ago with the money situation. I'm looking at. I didn't even get a thank you for showing up. Thanks for the support.
All right,
I got lied to, but that's a whole different story. I don't really want to get into it.
Right. Well, who's the promoter for that show you just did?
Lance.
Lance Stafford?
No Time Carrot. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's supposed to be known as a stand-up dude, though.
Yes.
So now we got to chin-check him and find out, is he on some slime ball shit?
It's lining his pockets, pretty much. That's all they're worried about. That's where it came down to.
Okay.
You can read the comments. You can read the comments on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I always heard he was a stand-up dude, and I didn't know anything else, so I never did business with him, but... You know, Maybe you have to chin check them on it. See what's what.
I'm gonna end up doing the same something to him when I want. I'm just waiting for him to get in contact with me now.
Right.
You know,
all right. Well, good luck.
Pretty much.
All you
that's it.
I'm gonna get off this phone. So I guess I'm on the highway. I'm trying to get my ass home. All right.
Nah, take care now, Chris.
I'll let y'all, everybody stay blessed, man.
All right, you do that. Take care. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Yo, Sammy. What's going on?
Not much, how's everything?
Hanging in there, you got the real 201 on the line now. Sammy, you know what? I caught most of the show, you know. Joe, I caught most of the show. The only thing I can say is I don't make the same mistake twice. And I'm not even going to harp on, you know, what I read and what I heard and seen, you know, through the weekend fiasco there. But once again, I don't make the same mistake twice. So you know what? That's behind you, Sammy. You're the forward type, going type of guy, and that's the way I see it going. And you know what? Don't look back. Don't look back. You're going forward, and it's on. You know, that's plain and simple. It's on. You know, it's just too bad that the game got a flat spot in. You know, with people doing this and people saying that. You know, so hey, we got to deal with it, but it's a flat spot with. You know, once we get the game going back straight again, hopefully, you know, it'll be better. It'll be better. But this season has definitely had a flat spot, you know, for a lot of people. So, you know what? It is what it is. It is what it
Cliff.
Is. Hey,
Cliff.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Walt?
Well,
you know,
it's
a funny thing, Cliff.
Here, brother. Huh?
Yeah, been a while, Cliff. Been a while. You know, Cliff, no longer than today, me and a couple other racers was talking. And, you know, and really, like Sammy said, a lot of them won't even give him thanks. But not only that, when the time, more like we're talking about the banquets, time for a banquet, those guys that help promote their show all year, go to the track, they don't even want to give $5 towards a banquet. And that is wrong. You know, we're speaking on that today. And that's another thing we got to put the doing. If whoever give a show in the year time for the banquet and he don't want to put nothing in there for you, the guy got to stop going to that show.
Hey, listen, Sammy said it earlier.
Now,
people don't realize.
Now I'm
gonna
be real about it, and
I'm
gonna tell you, I'm gonna hit you with this on the 12th right now. I'm gonna say it because I think a lot of other people feel the same way. I didn't get to the banquet, I'd say about, I think ever since he had the first banquet, me and Larry T, we actually gave it two banquets. We gave it two banquets, and neither one of us made it to either one of them because they're always down south, and I'm not saying bad about down south, but if we're going to have a banquet and giving up, I'm going to let everybody know right now, I want something up here or be in the middle of something, but I cannot I'm not going to do this one, and I meant this one. I said it. I don't know what Larry's going to do, but I know I can tell you right now what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to send to a banquet, and then I don't even see part of my people from up here be down there. So
yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now, if there's a banquet, if there's a banquet up here, if it's up in Jersey, Staten Island, Baltimore, Maryland, something like that, I have no problem. But I do have a problem now if I got to keep on sending money down there and nothing, somebody don't want to come up here. So if you had it that many times down there, it's time to bring one back up here so we can share back and forth. I got no problem with that. And another thing was, everybody knows I was the one that made the big stink about it last time because a lot of our guys up here never got an award. Now, everybody knew about it. And then we also, I'm going to be real, and here it goes again, and Sammy can contest to this. Last year, when I remember they were just picking by, they didn't even know who to pick. And they put somebody up there that won the banquet, but won that shouldn't even have won on a couple occasions. They even had my son, and I said, no, he He shouldn't have won. And I went against my son. No, he shouldn't have. He's not rookie of the year. He can't get that. And don't put him on there. And I meant that. And everybody knows the deal. And it was all you gotta be fair down the line. You can't just turn around and oh well you got it, you know, you and my son, don't worry about it. No. And like I remember that coming plain and simple. And the same thing happened with Sammy. He was should have been small block of the year. But he wasn't small block of the year. He'll tell you, I was the one that put it out there. How are you going to put a car out there that hasn't had a grudge race that year and win? You went by popularity. You didn't go by who was the real grudge racer. So that was changed. I changed that, and I meant it. So, but I think we should have our own. If we're going to do something, I got no problem at all supporting anybody who puts it together. The only thing I have a problem if we put it somewhere down in the wrong place, and that's the only thing.
See, Joe, now, me and the gentleman was talking today. Like I said to him, I have paid money in every banquet he had. I never missed from day one. Always put money out there in the banquet. And like I was telling the guy, I said, the only problem I see out of this is because every year I'm putting money out there, and some of the guys winning these trophies and stuff never attend to the banquets up north of my banquet, I mean my show. And so I take care of my guys as I go. You know, I say, and really to me, more like you said, it's more like a down south, up north banquet. You know, but you're paying money for them to get trophies, and they ain't going to never come to nothing you have. You know, it's more like you throwing away money.
Well, you can't say never, Walter. You can't say never.
Well, I'm not in the future. I put this way in the future then. In the past
7 years,
Walter,
I can say I ain't seen nothing yet.
Walter,
but hold on, y'all. I got to open up this last mic, and then I'm going to have to go out here and get with this car. 718-6139, your mic is open.
Long Island Joe, Walter Man, Sammy, the rest of the crew. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Rocha?
Hey, y'all ready?
What's going on, Rocha?
All right, guys. Hold on. I got one more other thing to say.
Yeah.
The year's not out yet. After I've waxed those ashes of those small blocks out there, because they don't want to cross over the Mason-Dixon line. After I wax that ass, I'm gonna make sure they want their rematch. They're gonna have to drive up to me.
Sounds good. Sam.
They have to come north.
Sounds good. All right, guys. You know what? I like that. I like that. When you're the winner, you call the shots. You definitely call the shots when you're a winner. But if you want somebody's ass, you gotta go find them wherever they at. You know, you want to play the Knicks,
go
you gotta go to New York.
I'm gonna go find them. And if they
no doubt,
come,
no doubt.
After I wax that ass, they're going to have to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I tell you.
So, Joe, let me, and the rest of the fellas, I'll jump in here. Let me straighten a couple of things out. I heard a couple of things that probably need just a little bit of straightening on. Number one, the banquet that we have in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, is the National Grudge Racer Awards Banquet. It was started by a bunch of people, including Rock and the Old Jacks and what's his name? Rock, the Old Jacks, Mr. Jones, Dog, myself, and what's that short dude name? Tony, what's his name? Tippy Toes. Yeah, Tippy Toes. One of the first guys started with us and the whole deal. So anyway, that was a national banquet. It was started in South Carolina. The guys in Florida complained that it was too far north. The guys in New York complained it was too far south. So, but we decided on Fayetteville because that was in the middle of everything. You know, you joke, Long Island Joe, when you do your north versus the south, one of the reasons that you picked Fayetteville was because it was in the middle of, you know, for the guys down south and the guys up north. And somewhat for the guys out in the Midwest, Mississippi, so on. You look at the number of hours that it takes to get there. That's why we chose that location. But I'm like everybody else. I mean, whatever the majority says, whatever the case, that'll be fine. but that's why it's held where it's held, because it's the national banquet. It's not a local banquet. And Walter Mann, the money that you give is for all the racers and all the fans, because it's free for every racer and it's free for every fan that wants to attend. And we ask all the tracks in the grass game.
Let me chime in on that. I understand that. But this is just me, my take on it. I feel like I'm just throwing my money in the bushes. Because
you ain't throwing your money in the bushes.
I got to tell you how I feel.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm throwing my money in the bushes. Because
I
take
care. Well, I got four pockets, man. Pick one.
Because I take care of my guys as I go. And I look at everybody that come to my show, none of them probably didn't deserve it. But I'm looking at it, they didn't win anything. So as I have my shows, I take care of them myself. So then I don't feel like I had to take care of something to another man's show. And the shows they're going to, that person don't even give a dime.
I feel you, Walter. I feel you. But again, this is the national banquet, and so Florida gives every year. West Palm Beach gives guys in Florida, some guys in Texas, some guys in Mississippi, some guys from the Midwest, some guys from the North, you know, Long Island Joe, like you said, he and Larry, they give every year. Walter Mann gives every year. So it's Darlington, Outer Banks, Bud's Creek. You know, I could go on and on.
No, we're not talking about the track. I'm talking about the promoter.
I got what you're saying. But, Walter, here's the thing, though, right? Just because here's the way I feel, okay? I'm not telling Matt how to feel, but here's the way I feel, right? Now, there is a bunch of regional banquets. Everybody, there people have banquets up north. I think the Small Block Posse guys have a banquet. Mandrell has a banquet for his folks down south. And I think Northeast Dragway, they have their banquet once a year and so on. But at the end of the day, the national banquet, that's the time for the whole nation to come together. And, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't support it. But there's a lot of people that don't support your stuff. A lot of people don't support Long Island Joe stuff. A lot of people don't support, just different racetracks, or just because of who it is, they don't support it. Now, I think one day we're going to all grow up and understand that working together, we can accomplish way more than we can by trying to be divided and having this little clique over here and that little clique over there. I mean, that's always been, and I don't know if it'll always be. I'm optimistic. I'm like President Obama. I just believe in the good naturedness of people, and someday people are going to realize that, united we stand, divided we fall. But the banquet is not, the last thing I wanted to say was the banquet is not decided anymore by the committee. We used to pick about 30 people from all over the nation, and we would get together and we would get some input from the fans, and then we'd get together and then we would make the selection as a group. And a lot of it, we tried to spread the love around, not give one person more than one award if we could help it, so on and so forth. That's the way it all has always been. But now what we've done is we turned it over to the fans, the racers, the tracks. Everybody get a chance to vote. If you want a chance to vote, you just send your you text your name to be put on the list, or you go on social media. And you get in one of the group, and then we ask you to sign up for the group. So we don't want anybody voting twice or three times, whatever the case might be. So we take all those votes and we tally them up, and whoever the first one, anybody can be nominated. Anybody can be nominated. We ask for nomination.
Cut that 1 minute right there.
Yeah,
that's like 1 minute right there. Take on that. I don't think that's a good idea neither, because a lot of people's out west, Midwest, don't know the people in New York, and the people in New York don't know the people out Midwest.
I was thinking that too, Walter.
Right,
Walter, what would you suggest otherwise that we do this?
The way you had, where y'all had before was a better way, a person that knows what's going on everywhere.
The game.
because the committee knows
right.
all the hot races.
But that was,
you know, from,
but that was,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, whether it was right or wrong, that was the best way.
Well, I'm just telling you that it was so much freaking work. It's like pulling teeth, having to call people and say this and say that and have meetings and this and that.
Yeah,
and
but
folks,
right
and,
now,
and
I
everything.
Don't know none of the races out Midwest. Now, suppose I pick all the guys up right around North Carolina and New York. You know, I just pick them
but
and
see,
get my friends to pick them.
But that's
hold on, hold on, Walter. Walter,
I'll
give you a prime example. I'll give you a prime example, Walter. They picked Petey Small Block for Racer of the Year, the Small Block Challenge back then. But he didn't have one race and no grudge race.
See,
Sammy
what
had
I'm saying?
Probably six or seven. But
that's
that was a popularity contest because everybody just knew
right.
Petey Small Block, but they didn't know Sammy.
But that was a committee that did that. That was a committee that did that. That wasn't the fans. We just started doing the fans
it was
last
a popularity.
Year. That was the first year
committee.
For the
fans. That was all it was. People
that's
didn't
who,
even know who was who.
They were the only one that permitted knew.
Right.
Yeah.
They
picked my son at that time for the rookie of the year, and I said, you can't be rookie of the year if you're already a rookie of the year. You can't be it.
And that was a grudging banquet, though. That wasn't the grudging banquet. That wasn't
but
a national banquet.
I remember
that.
I had to top that one. That was
right.
that one.
That was
but I remember there was a couple other ones that we didn't have right, and a lot of people didn't like it. And we can –
No,
I remember that.
No, there's always
like, going to
be
– way.
There's always going to be mistakes and always going to be people that disagree. So
that's the reason why I think, honestly, be real about it, that they like to pay people from Maryland should be able to pick whatever they think who's there, and the people from New York should be able to pick from up here, and that's how it should be. It shouldn't be everybody, because you can't tell me that the guys, all they do is they might say, okay, yeah, oh, we know Long Island Joe, and they'll pick me. Meanwhile, I probably ain't had one race, and meanwhile, you go into the other guys, they might have 10 races. So it's basically not good.
But here's
so you'd rather
now.
Have somebody
the
in the area from New York, whoever's
right.
from New York, whatever, and pick it from there. Because then they'll be fair about it. But the other way, it's not going to be fair. It's not
but
fair at
minute.
All.
What?
I ain't going to lie to you. Everybody knows certain people that one name. Okay, we know he's racist, you know. And then the next thing you know, you'll be like, hey, this other guy did much more than he did. And that's when you get that salty taste right now. But if we turn around and keep it on the square, but I'm sorry, you guys, I'm going to have to close the show out because my son is over here killing himself, and I forgot we supposed to get started at 7:30. And
hey, but
I
Joe,
gotta
let me just say this.
Joe, just before you close out.
One quick question.
Joe, just before you close
we
out.
We have
there,
regional
Joe.
Awards. We have five regions around the country. Where the people in that region, you only get to pick somebody from that region. Five regions around the country, and on every time that somebody ever wins an award, whether it's the Oscars or the Grammys, everybody's going to disagree about who should have won. Every time, I ain't never seen the Oscars where everybody said, "Yeah, that's the person that should have won." When Denzel won, they said,
"Well, I could tell you, I could tell you that time with Sammy thing. Everybody was saying Sammy." I can tell you that right now, they went up a row like crazy. You know, that was ridiculous right there. And I just like,
but
you know,
that was a
grudging
banquet. That had nothing to do with the national.
Well, I'm
banquet.
Just saying
that
on that one,
banquet.
Okay. But I can hit you with another one whenever you want. All I got to do is pull up the paperwork and I can show you because I kept
logged
on everything. But that's the whole deal.
You
just got to make sure
you
got to have your own people. You can't have other people calling out for the other one. Because then it's a popularity contest. Because you can turn around
don't
and have Maryland.
Don't the videos go national?
I don't think that they can call it for them because they're going to say, oh, we've seen him come over here, but that's so we're going to pick him. But, no, you don't know that this guy's been going all over the other places. He might not made it to Indiana, but he's been everywhere else. And that's the problem right there. That's why I say you let the people pick from their own area. That who they think it should be the champ over there, you know.
But
there's
how
a lot
are
of guys that travel
because
certain
of what
places,
they see live,
there.
Or because of what comes on, or it's a combination of live and on the videos that we see every day. Like I saw Marcus Wondus in up at Capitol the other day. I wasn't there, but I saw the race.
Yeah, well, you see him. You see Marcus Wondus. He does the race over there. Don't get me wrong, but you never see him step out from out of anywhere else. And if you're going to turn around and say National Race of the Year from up there, you can't say that. You're going to have a lot of people that's going to argue that from out there. You're going to have a lot of other guys going to say maybe Kenny Ferguson, maybe this one.
I wasn't making that point. I was just making the point that we could see races from all over the country.
I'm making that point before you run around and say something else. I'm making that point. That's what I'm saying about that. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time. That's why I am saying if anybody should do it, it should be from their own area. That's why I'm just saying that. That is my point. That's how I say. And whoever else, if you think the opposite way, go for it. I have no problem. Anybody can do what they want, but I'm telling you my point of view. And there's a lot of guys out there right now from New York, New Jersey, feel the same way. And nobody can tell you about your own backyard. I don't care who you are. You can't be from Indiana and go tell me what I think in my backyard is. It looks good from here. No, it's not like that. Nah. I think everybody should be able to say what they represent in their backyard. And that's how
it is.
So
you don't think there should be any national awards then?
I'm saying they should be, if they're going to pick, it should be coming towards their way. Not good. You can tell. Listen, I know guys that never even been to Indiana, and I'm telling you straight out. And I went over there, and they thought we was the best thing from sliced cheese. And I can call Big Sham and everybody else out there. I says, man, we're not even a touch of the race out here. I said, I wish I could get Racing Jason out here. I wish I could get this. You know, I was calling Sammy, everybody's name. I was saying, those are the races that you need to see. You don't even know anything. Come to one of the races, and you can see for yourself. And that's the sad part, because sometimes they won't come to you, but only thing they do is remember one thing. So, and if they ever step out of the realm and get a chance to see Copperhead and all the rest of them, it's going to be like, damn, Joe,
bad man for sure.
That's all it is. You know, you're going to have to turn around. People are going to have to turn around, step out of the realm, and then be able to see it. That's why I say we need to call it from our own perspective how it is.
And see that,
but
that's
that being said, I have to close down because I have to paint this car. And,
okay, Joe, can I say something before you close down, Joe? Joe, can I say something before you close down?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, what I want to say here, fellas, I'm supposed to be having a show at Outer Banks on Saturday. Most likely, we'll be canceled out, and we will put it up on the internet tomorrow. Anybody that was planning on coming, we'll be on the internet tomorrow and let you know if it was a rain out or not. But I don't want nobody that was planning on coming the wrong way.
I understand because I canceled mine too. Both of men the same thing for Saturday also. I canceled that. And like I said, it's just one of those things. You know, what are you gonna do? Another thing is, like I said, everybody can go look at it right now. And I hate to say it, like you can't keep beating it in. I mean, I don't know how many promoters there is, but if every promoter turns around and puts 12 to 15 races on. A year, you are going to have people on top of each other. So it doesn't matter. Everybody's telling you, oh, we got to work this out. But you know what? You got guys already putting dates out there already, 12 and 13 dates ahead of time.
How's your son Joe doing?
Basically, all you're doing is picking it from the end. You know, so that's what's going on. Some people had their dates already from years ago, and they try to keep the same dates. Now, what a case. Someone puts the date on top of that. You know,
Joe,
I know Walter Mann's date, what date he is. I can tell you right now, right around East at any time.
Yeah,
you know?
always did.
I did not put a date on the side, top of that. Like I said, I moved mine before yours and something like that.
Right.
That's how I keep it. So that's the whole deal. You got to keep it that way.
Got
to
keep
it. Don't
get
that car painted, man.
Good point. If it rain on my dates, I don't want no rain date. Which I told the guy on the track. He said, "Walter,
it's gonna snow, Walter, man. We gotta paint the car, Joe, Walter, man."
If it rain on my dates, I don't want no rain date.
Take care, Joe.
All right, well, good night. God bless you guys.
Good night. Good night.
Okay.
All right, Long Island Joe.
Okay, take care, you guys. Okay, bye.
All right, take care.
Good night.